From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's 6 minutes after the hour. This is O'Neill from Black Powder Headquarters in the North Georgia Mountains. Welcome to the program. We've got 2 hours of outdoors headed your way. I hope that you will find time to join us. The telephone numbers are in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area. It's 770-872-0750, or outside the Atlanta calling area and all across the country on the SB Nation, WSB, and all and so on is 800-972-8255. We've got a busy morning scheduled. I hope you'll find time to join us. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. We get to remind you about our podcast, the television networks. You can watch O'Neill Outside on all the Fox networks, VOD channels like, oh my goodness, Waypoint TV and the Carbon TV network, and on and on and on, video demand networks, My Outdoor TV, and so on. And we're going to talk about the Alaskan cruise today. We'll have the Medal of Honor tribute, the mailbag. We've got to get to the mailbag. We'll have the question for the Rocco's prize and the radio prize package, and we've got a lot to do, and I hope that you'll find time to join us. This is O'Neill, 2 hours every Saturday morning, live, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country, and it's because you guys take the time to call us. When I say you guys, male, female, I use that term all the time. It's everybody, so welcome to the program, everyone. We have the also have the True Turn Tackle Tip of the Week, and how we're going to jam all this into 2 hours, I don't know, but we'll do the best we can. It's 8 minutes after the hour, and we'll get started in a few moments, but sharpen yourselves up, and let's think about, I would like for you to think about the number one outdoor movie that you've ever seen. And out of all of the television and professional fishermen and all of those fellas, men and women, who would you like to telephone and spend some time? So we've got some questions out there. When you return, we'll give it a try and see how we do. This is O'Neill. We'll be back. Love is strong enough. 12 after the hour, and it's before we get to the calls. We've got some already. We want to be able to tell you, it's my obligation and my pleasure to tell you, this program is brought to you every week by Works Tools, Striplings, Tough Shed, Snellville Heating and Air, Appalachian Gun, Rocco's Pub, Department of Natural Resources in Georgia, the podcast, Alaskan Adventure, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment too, the Furminator, Food Plot Equipment, Arctic Ice Freeze Packs, Big Green Egg Year One, and True Turn Hooks. So at 12 after the hour, got a call in here right now. Let's get to him if we can. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin is calling from somewhere in North Texas. Good morning, Kevin. It's O'Neill. Welcome.
Good morning, O'Neill. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Where are you this morning?
Well, I'm actually on my way home. I live just south of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And,
okay.
On my way home from finishing out my trucking run, going to go pick the wife up, and we're headed up to the deer lease for the last time this season.
Oh, last weekend, huh?
Yes, sir, one more weekend in Spike and Antlerless, and I haven't put a doe in the freezer yet, so need to try to make that happen this weekend.
I believe you will.
Well, I hope so. I did get a buck earlier this year, and not a wall hanger, but a respectable buck anyway. And I don't know if you remember, I talked to you about this lease I have up in Quanah, Texas, which is right near the Panhandle. But we've got a little pocket of mule deer that hang out up there, and I was able to go a couple times during mule deer season, but I never even saw a buck. Saw quite a few doe, but I wasn't able to tag out on a mule deer buck. We had two that were killed on the lease. One of them really nice for Texas. It was a 25-inch.
Okay, that's good.
But
good.
I never saw one.
Well, there you are. You know, he's that mule deer, he's more of a Rocky Mountain creature than he is the Texas Panhandle or the Texas area. Where's your lease in Texas?
It's in Quanah. It's Quanah is all right. If you see the Red River there as the northern boundary of Texas,
yes.
Right where the northern boundary of Texas turns to head north on the Panhandle, Quanah is right there in that bend. It's only about probably not more than 30 or 40 miles south of the Oklahoma border, and it's right there, Caudill County, Hardeman County, right there in the corner, right near the Panhandle.
Okay, and what's the name of it? You said, is it Qantas or Quanta?
Quanah. It's Q-U-A-N-N-A-H.
Okay, that's like the last chief of the Comanches years ago, Quanah Parker?
Yes, sir.
How about that?
People don't
know it, but I'll bet you do that Quanah Parker, the last chief of the Comanche tribe, the Comanche Nation, was the son of Dorothy, who was a captive white girl in the movie The Searchers.
Well, no, I did not know that.
Yeah, you remember The Searchers with John Wayne?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
And a little girl was captured, and she spent her life in the movie with the Comanche tribe. And in reality, in real life, her son, Quanah Parker, was the last chief of the Comanche Nation.
Okay.
It's a fabulous.
That area up there between Quanah and Archer City, even as late as the early 1900s, before 1920, there was still Indian activity up there, a bad Indian activity as far as Indian raids and stuff like that.
Yes. The Comanche Nation never surrendered.
Yep.
And there's a fabulous book about that, and it's called The Empire of the Summer Moon, and it's about Quanah Parker.
Well, I'm going to have to check into that. O'Neill.
Oh, that's...
I appreciate that.
That's wonderful. It tells all about that, and that book was the basis for the movie The Searchers.
And what was it called? Empire of the...
The Empire of the Summer Moon.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, you know, now you've got something to do this week, and good luck to you this weekend, you and your wife on your hunt.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Call back next week and let me know how it goes.
Will do.
Thanks, pal. Good luck to you. There you go. Great call from Kevin there in North Texas. I always get a great call from him from time to time, and it's always and that gives me the opportunity at 17 after the hour for our True Turn Tackle Tip of the Week. We've been associated with True Turn for many years, and there was a fellow that worked there. He was a brilliant guy. His name was T.J. Stallings, and he always wrote down lots of tips. So here is T.J.'s True Turn Tackle Tip of the Week for this week, that being the 18th of January. And his advice is, pick one day a month as a family outdoor sports day. Take the entire family fishing, hunting, boating, seashell hunting, or a simple hike, or a sporting clay event. Maybe just camping. You don't have to have anything special. You'll get the family together outside once a month, and can prove and enlighten your family for the rest of your life. You'll have something to talk about instead of watching your children sit with their cell phone or their iPad or their computer once a month. But if you don't plan it, it'll never happen. And that's your TJ's True Turn Tackle Tip of the Week. and it's an awfully good one. It's 18 minutes after the hour, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Let's see if we've got time. Yeah, we've got time. It's always a pleasure because Don is calling on the show this morning, and Don is calling from?
Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
Oh, man, you're the greatest. You really are.
Seems like it's been over a year since I talked to you. That was last year.
Yes, it has. Well, we had some equipment problems there one day, and I just needed to take a day off, so there you are. Welcome to the program, sir. What's going on with you on the Carolina coast?
Well, it's finally getting a little chilly over here. We've had a very, very warm January, and it's getting a little chilly now, and we're going to get some cold weather, and that's going to kill the plants and the bugs, maybe.
Right.
But that people say the cold weather kills the bugs, and then you look in Alaska and you can't see the camera for the bugs. So.
We got it all mixed up, man.
I think so.
But that,
well,
you know something?
We had a good year last year. The brown shrimp came in for again and in abundance, and then the white shrimp came in this year. Biggest ones we've ever seen, and they ran all the way into January this year. That's the first time I've ever seen January shrimpers over here. And they were so big this year, they were taking them to New York and selling them for lobsters. So.
Oh, how about that?
How about that?
That's my favorite. That's out of all seafood varieties, that's my favorite.
Well, mine too, as long as that's what I'm eating right now. So.
Okay. There you go. Well, if you got some,
and whatever we catch offshore, that's the next one. So.
There you go. What have you got planned for upcoming springtime? You got a trip planned?
We'll do our annual redo the rigs and redo the line on the reels and get all that done and get ready for January. In January, the when you run off shore and get cold water out there, the black bass stack up and the old humpback greenback black bass is what you catch then, and they're 15, 16, 18 inches long. So
that's big enough, and they taste great.
They do, and then they've increased the limit, so it's worthwhile catching them again.
You bet. Well, it's always good to hear from you, sir. Say hello to Ross for me.
Will do.
You stay in touch.
Love you, Gail. Love your show.
You bet. Thanks for calling, pal. I always love to hear from you.
Thanks,
and there
sir.
We go. You bet. Thanks, pal. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. Saturday mornings, 2 hours of outdoors. And if you stay right there, we'll be back, and we have our first
call you then. She said you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change.
25 after the hour. Welcome back, everyone. We've got a lot of things to do in this session here. And I'm going to put a radio prize package question out there for you. And the rules are you have to be 18 years old, not having won a prize package before. And I'm going to give you the question, and you call it at 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. The first correct answer, and the question will not be repeated. You just got to call with the answer. All right, this is kind of involved just a little bit, so listen up. First of all, the prize package list. A week at Appalachian Gun, the range, free for a whole week. Swaggerty's gift coupons. You can get some Swaggerty's sausage at grocery stores. A Bojangles gift card. A Whitetail Institute DVD about food plots. An Angler magazine. DNR. Georgia DNR Regs magazine, a can of Fisher's Choice baits, a selection of True Turn tackle, Arctic Ice travel pack, a Moon Phase clock, which you'll use all year, and a Hydro Shot glass. You can drink bourbon or Coca-Cola, whatever. Here is the question. The first book is called O'Neill Outside. Then it has a tagline. What is the tagline for O'Neill's first book? O'Neill Outside, then the tagline. The first correct answer wins the radio prize package. Now, one thing to tell you about. We're going to Alaska, and you can find out all about it by visiting my website at O'NeillOutside.com. Right there at the bottom of the homepage tells you all about our Alaskan adventure coming up in June. Now, we have arranged a premier package for my guests, our guests. Gail's going with me, of course. You have a premium beverage package. Your drinks are free and the tips are free. If it's somebody under 21, you get free iced tea or coffee or Coca-Colas. Your Wi-Fi is free, and all of your tips are free for the cruise, paid for by Princess. So it's about a $1,300 discount prize package per cabin. We have one cabin left, one, only one, and the ship is sold out, and our cruise is sold out. We'll have a reception, other prizes for our guests, and we'll have a celebration, and I invite you to join us on that celebration. It will be Gail and O'Neill's 55th wedding anniversary. So call. That's something else we're doing. The radio prize package is going on right now. Let's see if we have any calls right now on the radio prize package. Yeah, there's a couple of calls. I'll be notified in a moment if that is the correct answer. And the question was, O'Neill's first book is called O'Neill Outside, then a tagline. What is that tagline that goes with the title of the book? Okay, there's the radio show's prize package out of the way, and we'll get to that in just a moment. What else am I talking about? It's 28 after the hour, and, is that right? Yeah, 28 after the hour. I'd like to know, call if you can, out of the famous radio, television, and tournament veterans and the people that you know of, that you've heard of all these years, which one would you like to meet and have a telephone conversation? Not that I'm going to provide it, I'm not. Which one would you think you would like to meet via telephone or in person? Bill Dance, Roland Martin, Jimmy Houston, Jim Shockey, Kevin Van Dam. Who is it? And why? I'd like to know if you'd like to meet one of these guys and so on. Now, secondly, topic of conversation is, let me see if we got that prize package question. Yeah, we do have a winner on the prize package, so you can stop calling about that. Where was I? The second thing. All out of the movies. I'm a movie watcher. Gail and I live here high on the mountains in North Georgia. And it's, you know, the closest grocery store is 24 miles. So we watch a lot of movies. I like movies, well-done movies. What is, in your experience, out of the movies that you've seen before that are outdoor-based movies? I'm not talking about an invasion of Vietnam. I'm talking about hunting or outdoor-based movies. Which is the favorite one, if you can recall any? There are not many. I'd like to know. So we got somebody to meet and the favorite movie, and we'll get to those. Right now, it's 30 minutes after the hour, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. And the question is the tagline for O'Neill's book, and we're going to talk now with Mike calling from Winterville, Georgia, Mike? I guess so, with that telephone number. Mike. Uh-oh, did I lose Mike?
Hello.
Hello, there's Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Well, this ain't Mike.
Oh,
it's Milton not Crab Mike. Apple.
Oh, I see it's Milton Crabapple. When did you come online? I had Mike, who was the radio package winner, but let's just talk to Milton instead. Good morning, Milton. It's 31 after the hour. What do you say?
Well, I was just holding on to the gas company to see when they was going to fill up my tank.
Oh, yeah, it's cold, isn't it?
All of a sudden, you was on the line.
Ah, there you go. Well, I interrupt whenever I can.
Well, that's good. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's wintertime already, or all of a sudden, or about time.
Well, it is wintertime. You know, I built me a fire in the fireplace last night, but ain't been able to build one for a while because it's been too warm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Going to make me a pot of squirrel dumplings this afternoon.
Oh, you've been squirrel hunting. I saw that photo you sent. Boy, you really did harvest some squirrels, didn't you?
Well, I went last, me and Dude went last Sunday morning, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
Sunday morning.
Okay.
We got 13 squirrels and a nice rabbit.
Oh, good for you.
So we had a mess of them. Got the whole freezer filled up now.
Good for you.
That's a lot of fun when you go squirrel hunting now. I'm telling you, it's just a lot of fun. You get to do a lot of shooting and moving around, you know, sneaking around through the woods. It ain't like deer hunting where you just got to sit there and be still.
Oh, yeah, I like squirrel hunting a lot better. What do you use for squirrel hunting?
Well, you know, I'll have to confess to you. Now, sometimes, like the other day, I used a L.C. Smith 16-gauge double-barrel shotgun because we was going to try to stomp us up some rabbits, too.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we decided to do some brush stomping, you know. Now, if you got a rifle, you're limited on what you can do with it.
Oh, absolutely.
But I like to be able to shoot something running or flying, either one.
I would rather use a shotgun for squirrel hunting also.
So my eyes ain't what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I get to looking close. I don't know whether it's a squirrel or a poodle.
Well,
of course, it don't make a whole lot of difference.
Be careful if you're in the neighborhood.
Well, I guess that's true.
How do you cook your squirrels to make them good, the best they can be?
Well, now, you know, it depends. If it's a young squirrel, which you're not going to find this time of year, but if it's a young squirrel in the early part of the season, I like to just batter them up and fry them right there. You don't have to do anything else to them. Put a little salt and pepper on them, batter them up, and fry them like chicken.
I got you. Okay.
But now this time of year, when these squirrels are all old, big, mature squirrels, they're tough. You need to parboil them a little while, get them tender, and then you can just batter them and fry them up, or you can just cook them till they get tender and then make dumplings out of them. I like squirrel dumplings, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've had it before.
That's a good dish to have on a cold day.
I've had them before, and people don't know, but squirrel is good.
It's really good. It sure
yes,
is.
Sir. Absolutely.
And, you know, and that rabbit, now all you got to do with him is just batter him and fry him up. And I'll tell you something, too. There ain't nothing better than rabbit gravy.
Rabbit gravy?
Rabbit gravy. Make you some homemade biscuits and fry up that rabbit and then make gravy out of them drippings. I'm telling you, you got something fit to eat. That'll stick to your ribs. Yes, sir.
It sounds good. It really sounds good. Yes, it does.
Well, it is good. It is good. I'm going to let you get back to your prize package.
Okay, well, listen, I'm glad you called, Milton, and will you
be...
Well,
I don't guess I qualify to answer that, do
no,
I?
You can, no, you don't. No, you don't, simply. You know it already.
I do?
I'm sure you do.
Well, I guess I do.
Yeah, you
but
do.
But anyhow, we'll stop by the jail, we'll finish that game of checkers.
Okay, set it up just like we had it.
Well, it's blown over 3 or 4 times, but I've got it set up the way I think it was.
Okay, we'll get to it. Thanks for calling, Milton.
Much obliged.
You bet. See you soon, my good friend. There we go. There goes Milton. We'll get to our, let's see, Corey, did we lose our winner? Okay. Well, okay, maybe he'll call back. We want to post that answer to the book. We've got several other calls. We're going to get to every one of them as soon as we can. It's 36 after the hour. You're listening to O'Neill Outside. I tell you what, I'd love to get a call from someone in the Northeast on WEEI radio in the Northeast portion of the country. It's the biggest radio sports talk radio station in the country. I'd like to hear from somebody in Boston. I think they've got a big snowstorm going on up there. So I'd like to see how the hunting and fishing is in the snow. Do you fish in the snow? I have before. This is O'Neill. More outdoors when we return. Okay, let's get this radio prize package question out of the way. It's 40 minutes after the hour. Mike called in from Winterville, Georgia, and he won the radio prize package. And the answer was, well, the question was, on my first book, O'Neill Outside, what is the tagline that goes with the book? And the tagline is, O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. And he won quite a prize package. We'll send him a book, too, maybe. And you can get that book by visiting O'NeillOutside.com right there on the homepage. Order the book, and I'll sign and personalize it in your behalf or for you. Okay, let's get to some calls here. Longest time right now is Addie calling on O'Neill Outside. Welcome to the program. We can hear you, I hope.
Hello.
Morning. Hey.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, hello.
O'Neill.
Yeah, now you're going to have to turn off your radio.
We got the radio off.
Okay, good. I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I'm sitting here up in North Georgia at Blackhawk Fly Fishing with my guy, Eli Crumley.
Oh, say hello to Eli for me. Well, good morning.
Good morning, O'Neill.
Hey, pal, how are you? How's the fishing?
Doing well. Fishing's good. We got great
water.
I'll bet so.
I'm sorry I didn't recognize you because it's on the screen as Addie, A-D-D-Y, instead of A-B-B-Y. So, good morning, Abby.
Oh, yes, and that's why I didn't really perk up because I thought, are they talking to me or what? Because my name's Abby J.
Abby J. So. How's the fishing? Are you, this time of year when it's cold, do you have a lot of people fishing the river?
So when it's cold, we don't have quite as much pressure on the river, but that doesn't mean that fishing isn't excellent, O'Neill.
Oh, I'll bet. Now,
we've been catching a lot of big fish with small bugs, and it's a great time of year to get out there and do it.
Okay, you two get together on this now because I know where you are and who you are and all of that, but many people in my audience may not. So what river are we talking about and where is it located and what's the lodge name?
Okay, we are up in Northeast Georgia. It's Black Hawk Fly Fishing on the Suquee River. We have a farm with 125 acres with 2 miles of private water. And we're open year-round. We close during the summer, July and August. But with all this rain, O'Neill, and we almost had some springtime conditions a couple of days ago.
Yeah, you bet.
So it's been nice. We're getting ready to come down to Atlanta for the fly fishing show. We're excited about that on January the 31st and February the 1st at the Infinity Center.
Okay, now you have to be sure and call me that week that you're there, Abby, please.
Absolutely, we will. We look forward to seeing our friends Bob Clouser, a lot of the personalities, some of the legends that's been around for a while. It's always good to have a great homecoming with those folks.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question, you guys. Either one of you or both can answer. I tell people on the television show and here on the radio program that the Suquee River, the way you guys manage it, is probably the best mountain trout stream on the East Coast. Is that a stretch or am I reasonably correct?
No, O'Neill, that's not a stretch. We've been managing this place for 22 years, and it is just a top notch. The water quality is fantastic. We got plenty of bug life, and with it being mostly private up and down the 27 miles, it is where we can actually manage it to where we want it and keep those trophy trout in our waters.
Okay, now let's do this. What is the, give Eli, Abby, tell me what's the average catch per day? Not overwhelming, not both ends of the spectrum. What's the average catch per day by number of fish and size?
So number of fish, I would say about 12 fish per person.
Okay.
And average size 21 to 22 inches long.
Oh, now that's for rainbows.
And browns.
Oh, and brown, you betcha. And occasionally, what's the likely record for brown, or what's a big brown for you to catch there on the river?
About 28, 29 inches aren't
wow.
uncommon.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's marvelous. It's good to hear from you guys. I will testify to the audience right now at 45 after the hour that I have been to Black Hawk many times. I fished with Eli on the river many occasions, and what you're hearing is the truth, and it is probably the best mountain trout stream in the East Coast. And besides that, Abby has all of the equipment that you need. You do not need to be an expert fly fisherman. Am I correct?
Right, and we do pride ourselves in feeding our fly fishermen a great lunch, because that's I do. You know,
that's right.
We love to leave that memory with them as well. It's a great farm fun fish. We just love it, and that's our passion. And we invite all those that want to learn how, corporate groups, whatever, you just have to show up. You don't have to invest in all the equipment. We're on the Sims program. We have a fly shop, a beautiful lodge where we do the corporate outings if they want to spend the night. We have the entire package.
Oh, yes, indeed, you do. All right, so finally then, how would you recommend someone contact you?
To call me directly, because they have so many questions normally. And the best number is 706-947-FISH. That's 3474.
Okay. And they can find you on the internet.
www.blackhawkflyfishing.com.
Listen, guys listening to my voice now, if you want to fish on the best mountain trout stream in the country, whether you're an expert or a beginner, I would tell you to contact Abby and Eli at Black Hawk Fly Fishing. There you
are. That's correct. There you are.
Everybody have a great day.
All right. Thank you. It's great to talk to you, O'Neill.
You bet. It's good to hear from you, Abby. And be sure and call me next week during your or 2 weeks during your show.
All right. We will.
Good
Thanks,
deal. Thank
O'Neill.
You. Thanks, Eli. Right. See you soon, pal. There you go. Now it's 48 after the hour. Let's talk now, because we want to talk to Jeff is calling. Good morning, Jeff. You're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you doing?
Lovely, lovely. What's your choice for movies about outdoors and or hunting?
My choice is a movie that came out in the 80s. It's called Whitewater Summer.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, it starred Kevin Bacon and the guy that played Gomez Adams, John Astin. I believe it's his son that played in it. He was a teenager then, Sean Astin.
Anyway, oh, yes.
Anyway, well, Kevin Bacon owns this little business where he takes boys that are urban boys that are born in, that have never seen a forest or fished or hunted or anything like that. Well, he takes them up into the mountains where they looked at bears and they fished and they're camping out, and mm-hmm. these guys are just way out of their league. Well, anyway, he starts getting a little insane on them and starts making them do dangerous things like rappel down the mountain.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so then they rebel against him. Anyway, he gets injured and they have to put him in the canoe, and Sean Astin has never paddled a canoe, and so he's got to travel down these wild white waters.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad to know that, Jeff. Whitewater Summer. I will look
yes,
it up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it came out in the mid to late early 80s, perhaps. Mm-hmm. It's got a nice soundtrack track on it also. It's,
okay.
It's got like a lot of rock music on it, but it's just a I call it one of those sleeper hits.
I got you.
You know, that it's a, or it's a cult hit.
Well, I'm glad you called about that. That was a surprise to me, and I'll look it up. And thank you for calling the program this morning and letting us know about that, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Well, you are very welcome, sir. And you and Miss Gail, y'all have a fantastic day.
We will do that. Good for you. All right, let's see. At 50 after the hour, we've got time for this, I believe. Who's up next? That would be Ryan is calling from Atlanta on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on with you?
So,
what's the best hunting trip you took?
Well, deer season came in last weekend. I was thinking back to the trip that I went to in Madison, outside Madison, Indiana,
uh-huh.
to an outfitter called Triple O, ran by Blake Deucer. They've got 12,000 acres up there that they lease, and he manages and puts out some phenomenal deer. And the experience was absolutely great. Everything that they can control, from the food, the lodging, everything was phenomenal.
That's good. You say it's Triple O?
Triple O. Old Oak. It stands for Old Oak Outfitters. They're based out of Madison, Indiana.
Well, that's a good recommendation. I've written it down here. I'm glad. I'll keep that in mind. And I'm really glad to hear about that. Triple O in Madison, Indiana. Well, you're in some good deer country. You're in some good deer country, that's for sure.
Yeah, I missed one that was probably a little bit too far, and I could see horns at 500 yards.
Oh, my goodness. That wouldn't be a shot I would take, but I congratulate you for trying it out. And, hey, I'll bet you go back next year.
That's the plan.
I appreciate you calling, sir. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. You too.
You bet. There we go. Hey, that's a good call from Ryan. 52 after the hour. We've got a lot of calls. We're going to get to every single one of them if we can. 404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area. It's 800-972-8255. And I promise we'll get to all the calls. It's 53 after the hour. We've got to go to a break in a moment. And one of the things I want to tell you about that Lowrance Pro Staff, Ken Sturdivant and Captain John McAlbin will host a free seminar class at 6 p.m. on Tuesday evenings at the West Marine Store at Lake Lanier Islands Parkway. That will be worthwhile. Ken is a friend of mine. I'm sure it would be worth your time to be with him for this sonar seminar, and it's free. And you can check it out at southernfishing.com on the internet. Find out all about it. You can tell Ken I said hello when you get there. And I'll welcome back, everyone. I'm jumping in time-wise. We've got a lot of things to do. We want to get to every one of them. And we'll get to this later, of course, but I'm going to tell you my favorite outdoor movie also. But Alan is calling from Florida right now on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing?
Outstanding.
Yeah, glad to be an American.
Yes, indeed.
You were asking about, you know, people you'd like to sit down and talk with.
Yes, please.
And all that. I had the privilege when I was a young man to meeting a gentleman, I think, was one of the founders of Outdoor TVs. One of the, if you had a, you know, a row of, you know, top two or three, mm-hmm. and that'd be Mr. Tom Mann.
Yes, indeed.
My dad and him were good friends. My dad used to work for Georgia Marble, mm-hmm. and they were remodeling the courthouse down there, and they met back, and that'd be in the late 60s. And they became good friends, and we used to go down and stay there at the camp. And
oh boy,
I can remember Miss Ann making some of the best biscuits you've ever eaten in your life. And but there's a man that really it was just so full of information, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was even though he was a great big guy, okay.
Oh yes, he's a big man.
Yeah, but he was a gentle person also.
And his wife was just like him.
Yeah, soft-spoken, gentle, polite, and I think you can testify, too. I'm jumping ahead of you here. When you were with him, you were the most important person in the room.
Well, he made everybody around him feel very comfortable, let's say.
Right, right. Tom May, then, I hadn't thought of him in a long time.
Also, on his TV show, and I can't think of her name, but he used to have a co-host, and she was, I guess, one of the most attractive women.
Yeah, I remember her.
I was probably around 14, 15, where you start thinking about girls a little bit.
Yeah.
But she was a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she had some assets. And
sure did.
Alan, yeah, I got to go, pal. I got to go, pal. Thanks for calling. Call back next week, will you? This
I
is
sure
O'Neill.
Will.
With O'Neill Outside, another hour of outdoors headed your